Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Welcome to our show. We begin with the tale of Elian Gonzalez. You know he is back in Cuba. If you haven't heard, the plane took off this afternoon from Washington, D.C.'s Dulles Airport in suburban Virginia. The plane traveled south and landed just a few minutes ago in Havana. And the boy and father reunited a few months back after an INS raid on the home in Miami where he was with his Miami relatives, and now his father and he, Elian Gonzalez, back in Miami. This after a few late flurries in the Supreme Court in an attempt by the American relatives to keep Elian and his father here in the United States. Ruben Ramon Escobar is on the line with us from Miami this evening, which I imagine has been a tough day, Mr. Escobar, for you and other anti-Castro activists.
Well, for me it is difficult because I am for my life, especially I'm the greatest anti-Castro Cuban in Miami. I am the head of a Castro Moscow Society, and I feel very strongly that the ride for Elian has just begun. He's a fight that is not over.
The fight is not over?
No, sir.
How can you say the fight's not over when it went to the Supreme Court of the United States, and they have turned down, and the kid's back in he's back in Cuba?
We are now going to gather the largest group of anti-Castro Cubans ever assembled. And we are going to hold demonstrations in front of the homes of the different lawyers and the different defense attorneys and attorneys until they agree to give the Cuban to sue the Cuban government for kidnapping. Because we believe that this is a kidnapping by the Cuban government and that we can address this problem in the court.
You are going to accuse the Cuban government of kidnapping, even though the government, the United States government, has willingly let this boy go?
No, because this will be a class action lawsuit.
Filed on behalf of who?
Filed on behalf of all the American people, because tonight, Ms. Henry, the American people are outraged. They are angry. All 250 million American people are mobilizing against this outrage against Elian Gonzalez. And we will take it all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to. Because
it already went all the way to the Supreme Court. If we
sue for kidnapping and they do not allow for this, we will take it to the Supreme Court.
All right, let's say that you sue, and you're saying you're going to file a class action lawsuit on behalf of all the American people against the Cuban government for kidnapping Elian Gonzalez.
That is correct.
All right, let's say it goes all the way to the Supreme Court and you lose. Then what's going to happen?
Well, we will not lose in the Supreme Court.
But let's say that you do.
No, we will not lose in the Supreme Court because this is the law. They will have no choice. They must give him back.
What if they don't give him back?
Then you can take Fidel Castro and put him in jail. But we will not lose. This is a foolproof plan.
Okay, so you got a plan that you're going to...
Because it is on behalf of the American people... For my way of thinking, that means that it's going to be a win-win situation.
All right, we're talking to Ruben Ramon Escobar, who now he's head of the Castro Must Go Society. They now say they're going to sue the Cuban government for kidnapping, and we'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court if they have to. 1-800-449-8686. Is our number here in the Phil Henry Show. This plan is just more litigation. Aren't we through? Haven't we had enough? Haven't the American people had enough?
No, I don't think the American people have just begun, because this is the American people speaking out and saying, we will not let Elian go. And we are outraged that they let Elian go. This is a brilliant plan. And this is what they should have done in the beginning. We must not give up. There is still so much that we can do. The American people are behind me.
And why do you say?
Because I have explained to them how precious freedom is. And when you explain to the American people how precious freedom is, that I have given speeches all over South Florida to explain to the European Americans how precious freedom is.
And this is about freedom, yes, but it's also about a father's rights, isn't it?
It is about freedom. And it's about, you say it's about what?
About a father's rights?
About a father's rights. Yeah, it's about, sure, and about a father, about a child, too. I demonstrate at the end of my speeches what pure freedom is and represents. And that's when I play Whitney Houston's version of the Star-Spangled Banner and I take my clothes off. As crazy as that sounds, that's how we Cubans feel about America. This is freedom, because what I hear When I hear the Whitney Houston version of the Star Spangled Banner, for me it is a, what you say, very, very inspiring to me.
Okay, you're talking about the Supreme Court of the United States going and suing Cuba for kidnapping, that you have the American people behind you, and that you're giving speeches all over South Florida explaining to Americans how precious freedom is. Don't you think Americans already know that?
No, I do not. American people don't know what freedom is because they have not had to fight for the freedom the way the Cuban people have had to fight for the freedom. But American people have a tradition of freedom they only need to have reawakened inside of them. And that is what Ruben Ramon Escobar does. I go on my speeches, I give my speech to explain to them what freedom is. And I play the Star Spangled Banner, I slowly begin to take my clothes off, and it is a pure freedom. That is the purest freedom. And
you're right, it sounds crazy though.
Yes, it does sound crazy, but it is the purest form of freedom to represent the American people and to get Elian Gonzalez back.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Ruben Ramon Escobar live on the phone with us here from Miami. Elian Gonzalez has landed in Havana. He is gone from the United States. Mr. Escobar says the fight isn't over. They're going to sue Cuba for kidnapping, and it'll be a class action suit on behalf of all American people. Here is Fort Wayne on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This guy, I don't know where he come from, but I don't want a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of me. I think the kid belongs with his dad.
But the American people...
He's talking about arresting Fidel Castro. The American government tried to kill Fidel Castro years ago and couldn't even do that.
But if
how are
we
going to arrest him?
If we sue the Cuban government for kidnapping Elian Gonzalez and that they do not give him back, then you can arrest Fidel Castro.
You can't arrest him.
You can put him in jail.
Tried to kill him.
You can go down and kidnap him in a pre-dawn raid.
They tried that. Have you ever heard of the Bay of Pigs?
That was a disaster. Yes, you're
right.
That's
right. They've tried to kill him. They've tried to do everything.
What do you mean a pre-dawn raid? You mean like the way they got Elian? They'll go down and get Castro?
They can do that, yes. But the point that I'm trying to make is that Castro will have no choice but to give the child back. And all the American people wish this.
Well, the thing that I'd like to know is why you people say that he doesn't have any parental rights. You're trying to take his parental rights away from him by not letting the kid be with his dad.
Who are you talking about?
The whole Cuban community.
No, the
Juan Gonzalez, the father.
Oh, yeah, the father. Yes, yeah.
The kid belongs with his dad.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter, just because you don't agree with his politics doesn't mean that's wrong.
No, but I am saying to you that the father and his son must live in America because this is the freest country in the world.
But the father doesn't want to live in America. The father wants to live in Cuba.
But once he sees my speech, and I give this...
See, you don't understand the difference is he does not want to live here, and you don't want to live there.
I don't want to live in Cuba.
His right.
But if he sees my speech where I play the Whitney Houston Star Spangled Banner...
Respect this kid's human rights.
What? Can't he just see my speech? Just put a warrant out for Castro's arrest and then kick out a taillight on his car. He could be pulled over and then the cops will arrest him.
Sure.
Well,
right.
If you've got a bet...
I ain't saying this, but you don't have any credibility.
No, sir, I am saying to you that Fidel Castro is the criminal, not the American people.
Why don't you get deputized and get out and arrest him, man?
You know something, sir? I believe in this country, even if you don't. I believe in America.
I do.
Then
I'm,
why
I'm
don't you get
me? This country, are you?
Why don't you help this country?
I did.
Where?
I served my 4 years. Did you?
I served your 4 years what?
In the military. Did you?
I came over to America.
Did you serve your term in the military?
Yes, in the Cuban Army.
No, well then, if you didn't serve your term in the United States military,
well, you didn't.
You don't have the right. You have not earned the right.
You didn't specify. You didn't specify.
What do you mean you didn't specify? You served in the Cuban Army. This gentleman was talking about serving in the United States military as a way of supporting the government and the people of the United States. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Ruben Ramon Escobar, who's head of the Castro Must Go Society in Miami, is proposing that we sue the Cuban government for kidnapping Elian Gonzalez, and if they don't give him back, arrest Castro. Now, it's true we did arrest Noriega, so perhaps that's where he's going with this. He's also mentioning that he gives speeches throughout South Florida where he plays Whitney Houston's version of the Star Spangled Banner and then slowly takes his clothes off. Well, you know what? That'd inspire the heck out of me. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about Elian Gonzalez's return to Cuba, and this really looks like the end of the line for all of the activity in this country designed to keep him here. We do have a anti-Castro activist from Miami on the phone with us, Ruben Ramon Escobar from Miami. Now, you are saying, sir, that you'd like to take the Cuban government to court, sue them for kidnapping, arrest Fidel Castro, and explain to the American people how precious freedom is, even though you claim most Americans are behind you.
Most American people are behind us because they wish to be behind us. They wish to be free. But they need to remember what freedom is. Because I explain them what freedom is in the different speeches that I give.
And you're a public speaker, right?
That is correct.
And you go around and give speeches, and then you strip, or how does this happen?
No, I give this speech while I am taking off my clothes to a Star Spangled Banner. And then, at the very end, excuse me, at the very end, I will then reveal that I'm wearing a red, white, and blue song or G-string, if you want to call it that. I take the G-string off, and then I reveal a flag attached to my member because I'm sexually aroused.
Sexually aroused by what?
By the Star Spangled Banner.
All right, let me go to Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Listen, I don't know. This guy shouldn't be on the line. I mean, he's
absolutely on the line. Why should you be on the line?
He's embarrassing us, the Cuban community.
No, why should you be on the line?
I mean, how can he say that? I mean,
I am aroused by the freedoms of America.
I guess he doesn't know the laws of the United States.
I know American law.
I am very sad today that Elian has gone back to Cuba.
Yes, I am too.
He would be here.
I am too.
Okay?
I am
too. And I wish that, I know there's a lot of corruption in the law. There was a lot of things going on that we don't know about.
Corruption, this is the United States of America. This country is a great country.
He's embarrassing us. I think he shouldn't even be involved in any. I wouldn't even have anybody visit
I am Ruben Ramon Escobar. I am the greatest anti-Castro Cuban in Miami. I am against Castro. I'm the greatest.
He's absolutely crazy. I think
he
should be put in an asylum or something.
And you are right. Why? Because you think you are right, I am wrong? Because you think that you are...
I mean, you have your point of view.
That's right.
You are not... How can you do a preach whatever you have to preach and then get naked and then just show that you're aroused because of
Star-Spangled Banner? I want to show the American people what freedom is. American people have forgotten what freedom is.
I know what freedom is. I was born here, and I was just in Cuba two weeks ago. I know they're not free.
What were you doing there?
There's nothing we can do.
Why were you in Cuba?
The only thing we can do is, if someone has the strength or whatever it may be to go kill Castro, that's the only way we can do it.
Cuba does not allow the freedom to be stripped. You know that Cuba does not allow the freedom to strip.
Maybe you should be in first line to go over there and try to kill him.
Why don't you go to kill Cuba?
Because
Castro.
I'm a woman, and unfortunately I have a child.
You're a woman. You're a
kill
woman.
Myself. So you're a man, supposedly, and you should be able to go over there and maybe do something
about
it.
Wait a minute. I gotta jump in the middle. Is that really what the Cuban community is looking for now, is just assassinate Castro?
Yeah, but she wants the men to go do it.
The community's been looking for that for many years.
She wants the men to go do it.
It's very hard to do.
Why don't you do it yourself? You tell a man to go do it.
If I could, I would. If I knew, you know how...
I have a job too.
To do that.
I have a job too.
What do you do, Mr. Escobar?
Because I give public speeches. I'm a public speaker.
You're
a public speaker, but I'm sure you don't get that many audience there because you're absolutely crazy.
I show the American people what it is to be free because they have forgotten freedom.
So you strip?
Yes, to the Star Spangled Banner. Yes, sir, I do. And you know something?
I don't want to continue on this line. This guy is just making me absolutely want to gag myself.
She does not understand freedom as it, and the sooner the Cuban people understand what true freedom is and American people understand what true freedom is, we will be able to have a better fight for the Elian Gonzalez of the world. But for
the
now...
Gonzalez, okay. The Elian Gonzalez
now you
is
not,
already
you
in Cuba. Fight. There is nothing we can do. The only thing we can look forward to do is... free Cuba from the communism.
And who's
That's
going to
the
do
only thing
but,
we can
but,
do.
But you can't Unless do that because you have a job, right?
Decides to change his mind and come in a boat.
Oh, sure.
His whole family.
Right.
That he knows if he doesn't come with his family, there
That'll
won't be
happen.
Assassins.
sure.
That's the only way we can resolve
it. But you can't
do it
because it's because.
But
you can't do it. You have a job, right?
Family. There's nothing we can do.
Right, because you have a job. You can't be bothered, right? You're too busy, right?
No, I'm not too busy.
Oh, you're not too busy? Then why don't you go kill Castro?
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Calabasas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just have to say that I think it's extremely responsible of you to have this gentleman on. I mean, we've already gone through enough. You know, it's hunting seasons in Cuban Americans, and to have this madman that does not reflect us
hunting
on the
season?
Air and provide a forum for him.
Hunting I season? Think, what do you mean hunting season?
Because let's face it, we're the most hated minority group in the United States right now. Because
yes,
so vehemently-
absolutely. Yeah, we hate your guts so much. We hate you more than. Well, you know what? We finished off the Indians. Let's start with the Cubans, right?
Boy, a lot of people feel that way in Miami, I'll tell you.
You're kicking it in Calabasas, though, aren't you?
Pardon me?
Nothing. Go ahead. Ruben, did you have something to say?
I would say to this lady, if you come to see my speech, you will understand what I'm talking about.
I think you're crazy.
I am not crazy.
You're giving all of us a bad name.
How am I giving you a bad name? I stand up for Ilian Gonzalez. I feel the fight is not over. I think we
because
should go after him.
His father is an indoctrinated fool, and it's up to him. You know, he has a right to be an indoctrinated fool.
But I think the boy needs to come to America because he loved to go to Disney World, and he liked the fish.
Oh, please.
You know what I'm saying? So the,
may I say something?
Me. Go ahead.
Mr. Escobar, may I say something?
Yes, please.
I am not disputing the fact that Ilian would have a better life attending the University of Miami than, you know, living in a country where you can be sent to jail for listening to the wrong radio station. I'm not disputing your philosophical point.
What country?
Cuba, of course, is what we're talking about.
I didn't know what you're saying.
But what I am saying to you is that this frothing at the mouth, madman tactics of yours works against Cuban Americans.
No.
There are normal Americans listening
to
you right now.
We have to get the American people on our side. You yourself just said that Cubans are endangered people. We have to get them on our side. And the best way to do that.
I said Americans are really pissed off about people like you frothing at the mouth and are not accepting reality.
I take my clothes off day after day for this boy in front of audiences all over South Florida.
Well,
you're not in South Florida.
Take your clothes off and take a nice cold shower with a little dose of reality.
Dose of reality. I am working for this boy. What are you doing? You are sitting in Calababa. What is the town you're in? Calabas? And you are watching your TV set and you're having some camarones or whatever it is that you do. Then the American flag flies high over your home while I am taking my clothes off and then the people understand.
Because I am a Cuban American. I'm a hyphenate. And obviously, you know, you haven't achieved that kind of balance in your life.
Have you stripped for Ilian? Have you stripped for freedom? Do you know what it is?
I don't think my husband, my children, and myself would want to strip for anything. Thank you very much.
Do you not love this country?
I love America. I love this country.
I love the freedom this country has given me. But I want the American people to understand. If I take a cold shower, the American flag will not fly high on top of my member. Then all of that.
Okay, hold on for a minute, man. Where are you coming from, Jim? You're telling me you're taking off your clothes and you got a flag tied to it?
I'm saying that I educate the American people to the joy of freedom. And as it waves.
Okay, so you're taking your clothes off with the Whitney Houston Star Spangled Banner.
I am calling on all Cubans to strip for Ilian.
I guess, why are you giving this man a forum?
Well, the guy is like, he said that he came from a thing, the Castro Must Go Society, where he believes that the fight for Ilian is not over.
And I truly believe that.
And how many members does this organization have?
I am located in South Florida. It is a floating membership right now. I can't
believe it. Oh, I see. Floating membership.
Yes, like all organizations. Of course, the people cannot let them know. But we live in South Florida. We are waging the fight. Unlike you, you moved to California so you can kick it.
So you can kick it. Are you from, you're Cuban-American, though, ma'am.
Yes, I am.
Born in the United States.
No.
Well, whatever.
Born in Cuba.
Okay, you're an American citizen here.
Yes, I am.
Did you come over, were you wet foot, or whatever the hell they call it? Wet foot, dry foot?
Yes. So, I mean, I can certainly understand how that poor woman, you know, risked her life.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, to get to freedom is a very precious thing.
Right.
But
so that's
the father has a right to be an indoctrinated fool.
Well, and I have a right to take my clothes off.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I am Ruben Ramon Escobar.
I know that, sir. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry here with Ruben Ramon Escobar, a self-styled greatest anti-Castro Cuban in Miami who believes we should sue the Cuban government for kidnapping Elian, arrest Castro if they don't, and eventually form some kind of a flotilla, correct?
No, but what I think that we should do is to get all of our children, put all of them on rafts to float down to Cuba to show Castro how we feel about our children so he will never again underestimate us. This is what I believe.
And then what was this thing about you give speeches and you take your clothes off?
Yes, that too.
Okay, 1-800-449-868. You give speeches, strip, and play the Star-Spangled Banner by Whitney Houston.
That is correct.
Here is Ventura on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
My name is Ramon. I am Cuban-American, first-generation Cuban. And,
yes, sir.
I think you're misrepresenting, your caller is misrepresenting the Cuban people.
I'm not misrepresenting the Cuban people. I speak of the American people.
Well, okay, the Cuban-American community, okay? I know a lot of Cuban-Americans. There are Cuban-Americans in my family. I am Cuban-American, and a lot of us are very happy that Elian is going home.
But what about if we could get him back?
Why would we get him back?
Because we can sue.
Hasn't he suffered enough? He has spent 7 months in our country. And
he's going to suffer in Cuba. He can come to America and not suffer. I think we can get him back by suing Cuba.
You know,
for the kidnapping.
He is going to be with his family. He deserves to be with his father until he is old enough to make decisions for himself.
Do you know what freedom is?
Yes, I know what freedom is. I live in the United States. I was born here.
A lot of Americans don't know what freedom is, you know?
Well, you know, a lot of Americans also keep their clothes on when they are talking to people.
You know,
what does that have to do with anything?
I'm giving a speech as part of my performance that I get up and strip to the Star-Spangled Banner.
Do you just strip to the Star-Spangled Banner, or do you give a speech?
I read the Constitution.
What exactly? You know, we can read. We know the Star-Spangled Banner. We don't need to see our naked body in order to empathize.
But what I'm trying to say to you is this is part of a performance art. That I do.
Okay, so it's performance art. So what you're doing is you're reading the Star-Spangled Banner while you're taking your clothes off to the...
No, I'm reading the Constitution of the United States. We the people, in order to form in my perfect union, and my shirt's slowly coming off, my pants are coming off.
What purpose does this serve? How does this support our country?
I will tell you how.
Anything?
I will tell you how. Because most Americans do not know how precious freedom is to the Cuban-American people.
No, I think you're wrong. I think Cuban-Americans know how precious it is. And you know what? I don't need to take out my dong in order to tell you.
You don't have to take off your what?
I don't have to take out my dong to show you I am a patriot.
Take out your dong? I am saying to you that as part of my commitment to America, I will take my dong out.
And a part of your commitment to America.
Well, how does that help? You may have seen soldiers fighting for our country with their penises out there.
I will tell you this much. What it does is it convinces the American people of how very in love with freedom the Cuban people are.
You can love your country, but it's not good to be, you know, don't love your country. You know what I mean? Keep your pants on.
I am saying that for the American people to see that kind of commitment to freedom is invigorating for them. And they recognize the love and commitment we have.
So that when I see you walking around stark naked on a stage, I'm going to go, there's a guy that loves his country.
That's right.
You know, somebody who is stark naked on a stage and fully erect does not love their country. They have they have issues with their country.
No, I have issues with my country. What I have for my friend is a great, deep love for my country. And I will tell you this, that Elian Gonzalez will come home if more people are willing to commit the way that I do.
To taking their clothes off.
You're saying a boat full of us naked with... What was it, sending our children down there? How is deporting our own families going to
help?
We put
them down to Cuba and show him that we love our children so much we're willing to give them back to Castro. And in my mind...
What in the hell are you talking about? You're talking about sending kids back to Cuba so that Castro can be convinced that how much we love the kids here and we're willing to fight for their freedom. Is that it?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, great. 1-800-449-8686, Hollywood, Florida, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah, my name is Mike.
Yes, Mike. Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I basically have to disagree with
stage, I'm not only in love for my...
how he expresses his patriotism. I think it's a joke how he does and how he insinuates that people in the past, Americans specifically, have not defended this country. Is ridiculous.
Well, they don't know what
Americans
freedom is.
Over many, many wars have defended this country.
But not lately.
Fought with their own blood.
But not lately.
Cubans need to rise to the occasion and go take out Castro themselves.
Now, that's that's something a lot of people have commented on, Mr. Escobar. Why don't the Cuban people just go down there and take Castro out?
What? What are you talking about?
It's the Cubans' job. It's not the Americans' job.
To do what?
go down and take Castro and his regime down.
Go down to your country, Cuba, foment revolution, create a revolution, and storm the Bastille, as they say, and kick him out.
You're telling me I'm supposed to go down there with a gun?
Yeah, that's what Americans have done for 200-plus years, defending freedom.
Well,
get up, man, wake up and go do it yourself.
Well, it's not a bad idea, but...
called patriotism.
Well,
you don't take your country back.
You're asking me to go down
there? Yes, we're asking you to go down there with a gun, shoot the guy, and kick him out.
And take your country back. It's not our job, it's yours.
That's right. You guys have been making it America's fight for the longest time. Why don't you guys just go down there and kick his butt?
I don't know. You know, it's
that's ridiculous. That's what real patriotism would be about. Reclaiming your nation for your fellow patriots.
Well, it's easy for you to say.
That's what fighting for freedom's about.
Easier said than done.
It's not about dancing in the streets and making a fool of yourself.
No, I'm not dancing in the street. I'm on stage.
And if you're here, act like an American. Don't act like a Cuban American. Be an American American.
I am an American American. I'm taking my clothes off.
Add to the system.
Come on, pal. I mean,
I would get vote.
Let me ask you something.
Get involved in community service.
If I go down to try to take
out, if they're not convenient.
If I go down to try to take out Castro and I get hurt, who's going to strip for freedom? It's part of my performance art. You see what I'm saying? Of course you do. And that is what.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call. Stripping for freedom. And this cat, you know, this is the best thing that anybody's brought up. And, of course, you know, it's tough just to say pick up a gun and go kill somebody or start a revolution. But isn't that kind of the way you're supposed to do it? Because there's really too much that America can do short of invading Cuba. And when you do stuff like that, it tends to get people upset, like in the United Nations and things like that. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Escobar?
You know, I don't know about that, invading the country. Have you seen my act? Because
forget about your act. If I see you strip, I may pick up a gun. How about that?
Ruben Ramon Escobar, he loves you. You appreciate him.
Yeah, great. Here is, where is this, Egremont or Edgemont?
Egremont.
Egremont. Yes, ma'am, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I think this man ought to be arrested for pornography.
Pornography?
There are children in the audience.
No, ma'am,
and he's going to strip? This man is sick. He belongs in an insane asylum.
Why would you say that?
Why would I say that? Because nobody in America does that. And anybody that would back you needs to be put away.
Nobody in America. I can go down to the corner of the store and see millions
of
women stripping.
Well, you are sick and you ought to be arrested.
You've never seen a woman strip on a stage?
I don't even think I care to, but that's not the point.
Well, you know that they do that.
The point is you're doing this for America. You're doing this for this
I'm doing
little
to
boy.
Back up America.
Strip. You are sick.
I'm saying to back up America, I
no,
take off my clothes.
That's not backing up America. That's your own little thing. And that's your sick jollies. That's all it is.
That's the name of my show.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe it.
What's the name
I
of your show?
My
you
sick jollies.
If I was this man, I'd
freedom does not
here.
Arouse you. Your nipples don't get hard for
oh,
anyone. Please, tell me.
You are one.
What is the name of your show?
My Sick Jollies. I can't believe she got the name of the show.
Uh-huh.
That's what your show's name is.
Yeah, My Sick Jollies with Ruben Ramon Escobar.
No,
lady, you don't. Do you love your country?
God.
Do you love your country?
I love my country. I want you out of it.
If you love your country, your nipples would be rock hard right now for the.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's great. My Sick Jollies. That's the name of his show. Go see Ruben Ramon Escobar, folks, on stage. It's the Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. Ready. It's time for the foremost conservative voice in America, Phil the Prophet. Get ready, America, to dial us up. Give us a call.
Tell us what you think about the liberal establishment weakening the very foundations of the Constitution as it's articulated in the Federalist Papers. Hang out with us at Libertarian Conclaves. Sit in a rush room. It'll make you stiff. And now, Phil the Prophet.
Thank you very much, Buddy Bo Blakeman, or whatever the hell your name is. Thanks a lot, everybody, and welcome. Phil the Prophet on the air here, baby, the foremost conservative voice here in America, giving you the word on returning America to decent values and a return to common sense. And really, this is the Common Sense Show. We're not left, we're not right. We are the Common Sense Show here, and we talk about those issues fundamental to the American way of life. Let me tell you about something that happened to me. I want to get your comments on this, too, at 1-800-449-8686. Something that happened to me the other day. I was walking down the beach there, walking down the street in South Beach, Miami, and I walked by a restaurant, and I saw a couple of these fairies kissing. Two guys. Can you feature that? Two guys kissing. So I did what any of you law-abiding, red-blooded, straight guys would do. I walked into the restaurant and I offered to buy both of them a drink, got to know them both, and invited them back to my apartment, at which time I beat both of them senseless with a lampstand until they were peeing blood for 3 days. And now, wait a minute. Don't go down that homophobia road with me either, okay? There isn't a homophobic bone in my body. And that's what the liberals want you to do. They want you to automatically make the assumption that just because I beat two fairies senseless with a lampstand, that I'm somehow a gay basher and a gay baiter, okay? Forget it, pal. Not on this show. Not on Phil the Prophet. I'll take your phone calls on that one. Always bothers me about these liberals. Just because I want to go outside, maybe cruise West Hollywood, go by a gay bar, find some guy, pick him up with the illusion that he can go home and have sex with me, then beat him up and throw him in the back of my car and drag him behind my truck, automatically that makes me a gay basher. Because that's what the liberals want you to think. All I did was what any straight guy in America would do. Be somewhat sexually aroused, begin to question my own sexuality and manhood, go in there, offer them drinks, maybe think about having sex with them, then go through some form of self-hatred and self-loathing, take it out on them, beat them up, throw them in an alley. What's wrong with that? But no, the liberals would have you believe that I'm a gay basher, that I don't like gay people. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Liberal. The common sense revolution in this country is taking hold. And you're just not going to be able to get away with it anymore. Now that's what I'm talking about. Phil the Prophet. All right, let's get some phone calls on here. Concord, hi, you're on the Phil the Prophet show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Prophet. Once again, you hit the nail on the head. That's for sure. Well, you're dead.
Okay, we lost that call. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Prophet, hi. How are you? I'm a grandmother of 78, and I recently, my husband died, and I'd raised about 12 children, and I'd given my life to my children and to a husband that I really didn't love very much.
I understand.
And so I met a girl over at one of our canasta parties, and we wound up having hot, throbbing, disgusting sex for about 4 days straight. Now they want to call me a lesbian.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe it? You know, so I just think that what you're doing is wonderful, and I hope you continue. And I'm not turned on by you anymore because I am a lesbian, but I still listen to you, Phil.
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about, dear. Thank you so very, very deeply for your call. Okay, honey?
Thank you.
Okay. You're a very, you're sweet. What a sweetheart, huh? Isn't she sweet? Nice, sweet little old lady. After 50 years of marriage, her husband croaks of a heart attack, doesn't leave her with a dime. She raised 12 kids, man she never loved, winds up realizing she's a lesbian. Well, of course she isn't. Has sex with a woman that was doing the kitchen for all those years, making all those sandwiches. Now she digs the box lunch and she wants to know if she's a lesbian. No, you're not, dear. The liberals want you to think. because you're eating your lunch in Box Canyon, all of a sudden you're a lesbian. But honey, I'm here to tell you that ain't the case. And you know it, and I know it. And common sense people across the country know it. But the liberals... I'll give an example. Just the other day, I picked up this guy walking down the street, right? I was going home, going to take my wife out to dinner. But I picked up this guy who's about 19, kind of a Latin guy, no hair on his chest, looked like he waxes. And, you know, we parked in an alley, and he went ahead, and I let him do it because he, well, you know, he said all it would cost was $20. I said, okay. So all of a sudden, that makes me gay. That's what gets me about these liberals. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. So now I'm gay. And they, well, yeah, Phil the Prophet, you must be. Oh, why? Because I let a guy do the do there for $20 in an alley in my parked Mercedes in West Hollywood? Oh, sure. Can you believe it? What am I missing here? What am I missing here? I'm married. Three daughters. Don't use that reverse psychology on me. Just because occasionally I want to go down to the clown room, you know, and clown around with the guys. Don't use that reverse psychology and say I need to beat myself now because it isn't going to work. And that's what we're talking about here on the Phil the Prophet Show. How to maintain your sensible sensibilities in the face of all of these liberal freaks that want to tell you that this is the way it's supposed to be. Well, I got news for you. It's a perfectly healthy reaction for any married straight guy to be turned on by cross-dressing men. I go down to a place down there on South Beach. All the guys dress like chicks. They wait the tables, serve up some lousy Chinese food. Then they have a floor show. Sure, I dance with a few of them. I might even lip-lock a couple of them. Oh, I'm gay now. Is that it? Sometimes I don't come home for days. My wife wonders where I am, calls. There was a missing persons report on me a few nights back. Came in, my hair disheveled. Hey, look, it's business. It's not personal. That's why I do what I do. Look, I said this to my wife. Just because I'm walking bull-legged, honey, don't make me gay. I'm Phil the Prophet. More Common Sense Radio ahead right here.
Yeah. The Phil the Prophet Show. Making common sense out of today's headlines. The number one conservative thinker in America today. We need more common sense guys like Phil the Prophet.
Just because you eat your lunch in Box Canyon, honey, don't mean you're a lesbian. We'll be right back. Don't forget our number one. Our number again is 1-800. Give it a call.
Henry will be right back. 1-800-449-8686.